State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
For the past several days, there have been many, many stories about President Trump's actions on refugee policy and his administration's travel ban for people from seven Muslim-majority nations. But last week, the president also signed one other executive action that could have a big impact on immigrants in Michigan. The action spelled out how Trump's administration would prioritize its deportations for undocumented immigrants. And as State of Opportunity's Dustin Dwyer reports, lawmakers in Lansing could have a huge say in who will be targeted.
Last Thursday, a few hundred protesters gathered on the Blue Bridge in downtown Grand Rapids to demonstrate against the president's immigration and refugee policies. There were speakers, including Hema Lowe, an activist and organizer with the MICA Center in Grand Rapids.
The immigrant community is in fear. If you can see around us, there's hardly any immigrant community here. You know, all you guys, thank you.
Things are kind of getting scarier throughout the days.
Brandon Reyes is a college student in Grand Rapids and an immigrant. He didn't make it to the protest, not, he says, because of fear, but because he had to work that day. Reyes is allowed to legally work in the U.S. because he signed up for President Obama's Deferred Action Program, known as DACA. Last week's orders won't affect his status, but the president's order, titled Enhancing Public Safety in the Interior of the United States, could have a big impact on his family.
Actually, I didn't want to read it. I'll be honest. I'm like, it's like when someone gives you a letter and it's really important and you don't know what they're going to talk about in it, that you don't want to open it.
That order signed by President Trump last week says immigration officials will prioritize deportation for undocumented immigrants who've committed crimes, which sounds simple enough, except that just being in the United States without papers is not technically a crime. It's a civil violation. So how do enforcement officers decide who is a criminal? The new order from President Trump goes back to an old Obama administration policy from before 2014, and it defines a criminal as anyone arrested or possibly even just suspected of a criminal act. No trial and no conviction is required. And the order says immigration officers will place a priority on any criminal offense, without regard to its severity. And that part may be very important in Michigan. Because since 2008, Michigan has not allowed undocumented immigrants to get driver's licenses. So under the language of the new order, a mother in Michigan who drives her children to school or to soccer practice is a criminal who can be targeted for deportation. State Representative Stephanie Chang of Detroit is trying to do something about that.
I am concerned about those families that are just going about their lives and trying to contribute to our communities and our economies, and they're doing just that. But they are violating the law technically, partially because our state has chosen so far not to issue driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants.
Last fall, Chang introduced legislation that would allow these immigrants to once again get licenses, as they did before 2008. Her bill died at the end of last term, but Chang plans to bring it back. Brandon Reyes is hopeful it can help his family. As a DACA recipient, he has a valid driver's license. But he says there are a lot of parents in Michigan trying to do the right thing, but who end up on the wrong side of state law.
And people don't see that they sacrifice their lives to take their children to school. They give them so much, and they're the people who are more scared, which I wish Michigan helped with the license, but it's not to me to decide that, it's to them.
State Representative Chang says she hopes to reintroduce her driver's license bill sometime this spring. She already has one Republican colleague signed on to sponsor the bill, and she says she's looking for more. A spokesman for the Michigan Secretary of State's office says they have not formed an opinion on the legislation at this time. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.